Reading 2. Bribery or Business as Usual. Cross-cultural researchers and trainers often advise those traveling through or working in another culture to be sensitive to cultural differences. Implied in this sensitivity is the suggestion to accept behaviors of the new culture, even if they seem strange or wrong. In cross-cultural contact, right and wrong may be understood differently by the two cultures. According to this view of relativism, ethical behavior may appear very different from one culture to another. Take, for example, the behavior of bribery. In most countries, businesses which resort to bribing government officials in order to receive special favors or special treatment are understood to be acting unethically. However, this behavior may be tolerated or even expected in some cultures. As reported by a German magazine, one of the ministers in the Thai government office of land management was quoted as saying, "Bribes are part of traditional Thai culture." This minister went on to explain that his employees were instructed to accept any money offered to them, as long as they did not ask for it. The bribes were considered a supplement to the extremely low pay of this office's employees. Bribes may be required in a variety of business situations. They are most commonly paid just before a contract is finalized. Bribes may also be paid to suppliers to ensure prompt delivery, or they may be given to distributors to guarantee delivery of high-quality products. When such bribes are meant to speed up a business transaction or make a deal go smoothly, it may be referred to as a grease payment. Additionally, bribes may be used to buy protection for a business, either against some harmful act or against government harassment. In an effort to crack down on the payment of bribes to foreign governments, the United States passed a law in the 1970s called the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, FCPA. This law was created after official investigations revealed how much money U.S. companies were paying in bribes to governments and officials in other countries. The investigation showed that more than 400 companies doing business internationally had paid over $300 million in bribes. Not only were these bribes hurting the companies, they were also hurting the image of the companies within the United States. Therefore, the American government proposed the FCPA to restore integrity to American businesses and confidence with American consumers. According to the FCPA law, any U.S. business caught paying bribes to any official or agent of another country's government could be punished by fines or possible imprisonment. The fines could be up to twice the amount of the bribe, and imprisonment could be up to 5 years. But this law actually put U.S. businesses at a disadvantage in the global market. Companies from other countries were still paying bribes to do business. Therefore, the U.S. government worked with its major trading partners to establish an international treaty to crack down on such unethical business practices as bribery. In 1997, 34 countries signed an agreement called the Convention on Combating Bribery of Foreign Public Officials in International Business Transactions. However, there is nothing that clearly distinguishes the difference between bribes and gifts in either the FCPA or the International Convention. But if a gift, and especially a gift of money, is given with the intent to induce some favorable action, then it is probably a bribe. On the other hand, a gift is not considered a bribe when given after the deal is closed or service has been rendered. Supplemental reading. Promoting business ethics. A surprising number of employees in large companies report feeling pressure to do the wrong thing. One out of eight workers reported their co-workers or managers somehow pressured them to do something against the company's ethical standards. Such internal corruption has led several large companies into difficulty and even complete failure. When a large corporation fails due to corruption, a clear message is sent to the public, and business students in particular. The message is, in life and in business, unethical behavior will get you in trouble. It appears more students are getting this message as enrollment in business ethics courses rises. Interestingly, however, very few MBA programs in North America require students to take any business ethics courses. For this reason, the international organization called Students in Free Enterprise, SIFE, is actively working to train young business people to make ethical business decisions. SIFE works through teams of university students who volunteer their time to work in training courses and to develop projects. These teams can be found on more than 1,500 campuses in 37 countries around the world. The organization is supported by faculty advisors on these campuses, and many international corporations take part in events organized by SIFE. The courses and programs sponsored by SIFE are aimed at helping young business people better themselves, their communities, and their countries. Each year, the teams from each university write an annual report of their activities and give a presentation in a competition where the best team is awarded the SIFE World Cup.